Welcome to Glamorous Trash. This is a celebrity memoir podcast where we dig into all of the glamour and all of the trash. If you have ever casually referenced Mariah Carey in therapy, then this might be the podcast for you. I'm your host, Chelsea Devantes. I'm a TV writer, comedian, filmmaker, author, and sometimes I'm in stuff too. And today we are covering two memoirs and deep diving on the J-Lo breakup we've all been thinking about, her friend breakup with Leah Remini. If you are a longtime listener of this podcast, you know I am always on the hunt for a nuanced, authentic story about female friendship breakups. I'll take them wherever I can find them. And this one is hidden in the cracks, and we've done the work to pull it out. So today, we are discussing J-Lo's 2014 memoir titled True Love and Leah Remini's 2015 memoir titled Troublemaker, Surviving Hollywood and Scientology. Now, 4 years ago, when this podcast was first beginning and I was with a podcast network, I chose my first 8 books for the first, what I deemed, most important episodes. And both Leah and J-Lo's books were in my first 8 of memoir episodes I wanted to do. Leah Remini's book was in there because it is a fantastic celebrity memoir. And J-Lo's was in there because it's hilarious to even attempt to call it a memoir. It's more of like a thick coaster. And yet, I bought it the day it came out. I read it, enjoyed it, loved all the pics. So I'm really excited to revisit them both today, especially to really dig into their friendship within their memoirs. The details, the nuance, plus you know we did a ton of extra research, and we are going to dig into the story of Leah and J-Lo's best friendship, their best friendship breakup, and the supposed reconciliation that's on the horizon. Let's dive in.
Who picks up the tab?
Me.
In a group, not true. When it's like 100 people, you do. But when it's me and you, bullshit, Jennifer.
She picks up the cheap checks, and I pick up the expensive checks. Who picks up the
bullshit?
Who picks up the tab then?
I take her for sushi.
Me.
She never has her credit card on
this
her,
is
conveniently.
My interview.
My guest today could be no one else. The only person it could be is our podcast producer, Christina Lopez. Hi.
Let's get loud.
How dare you? Oh, wow. Yeah, let's get loud. Let's get loud on this friendship. My God, Christina, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Chelsea.
I mean, you're here all the time. You talk to me every second of the day, but thank you for being here right now.
Yes, I love that we can't get tactile right now, as they say on Los Culturistas, but like this is like the closest shared hobby that we have is analyzing this friendship.
100%. And we have done so much J-Lo coverage together that I feel like anytime this comes up, like it's just got to be you and me because we already have a tome of episodes beneath us. I don't know, what would you say, 50 to 70 shared TikToks, mostly from you to
yes.
me, that which I enjoy.
Yes. It's something that I resisted. I resisted J-Lo and following her career for a long time.
Just because you were probably so close to it, right?
Yeah, like, it does kind of feel that way. There are times I was thinking about, like, why do I resent her a little bit? And it's not only for the fact that, like, I can't walk into a corporate office without having someone nickname me K-Lo. Because of her.
I didn't know that had happened.
Yes. And so
sorry.
I think there was also a part of me that's like, what are people expecting when I walk into a room with this last name because of this famous woman?
Yeah.
And like, are they expecting a J-Lo or the like sentient pile of leaves from Fraggle Rock, which is what I
Right. Yeah. Which, you know, is more close. Are you the true Jenny from the block? Because you are both from New York.
We are both from New York. I'm from Brooklyn, more specifically. So I lean a little Leah in that way.
And J-Lo's from the Bronx.
Yes. The South Bronx. Yeah.
Okay. So that makes sense. I did these books so long ago. You are hot off the presses. You freshly took in these tomes of information. I just want your opinion before we dive into the friendship, opinion on both books. What was it like reading J-Lo's memoir?
So I did the audiobooks for both of them. And then I ended getting the actual like digital books just because there were some things for this research that I like wanted to pull out. It has a lot, it's mostly photos. It's very heavily photo and you like